ministry finds the human rights review of China disappointing. Dengue fever in Bolivia prompts emergency response. And agriculture creates fertile soil for evangelistic growth in Tanzania. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United Nations review on China's humanitarian rights record was less than satisfactory for many. China Aid Association's Bob Fu.
China received an even higher mark, and it sent a chilling signal to those freedom fighters and to these Chinese vulnerable groups that the only thing American government cares is the money, trade, and finance.
Empty promises on improving freedoms won't fool believers into thinking things will be different.
This won't have a great negative impact on evangelism. There will be more persecution because Chinese government is encouraged by the silence of free countries, and the Chinese government will take that as a task.
Fu expects revival and even more outreach based on the resolve of one house church member. Rather than be discouraged, she told him,
I'm determined to see the freedom to be realized in China, even when others are keeping quiet. So I think this is the message the Chinese house Christians are willing to share.
Next, government officials have declared a state of emergency in Bolivia. The worst dengue fever outbreak to strike Bolivia in 22 years has claimed five lives and infected thousands. DHF, a potentially fatal complication, affects mainly children. Compassion International staff members are preventing further spread of the disease and closely monitoring the kids' activities. Over 100 Compassion children have been infected. Pray with your kids for the outbreak to stop. You're listening to Mission Network News. Tanzania is asking China to bankroll its economic crisis recovery effort. Among the areas the partnership will boost is agriculture. It's a new idea, especially for groups like Grace Ministries International. They're doing outreach and development work in the Rukwa Valley. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says,
I just got a great report telling about the nursery and introducing all kinds of plants and fruits and vegetables for the people, like palm trees, which they never had, which now they're planting, and in a couple of years there, they'll be having palm oil.
Mission work can't be done alone, Vinton explains.
Things like that are just opening up doors for evangelistic outreach on the lake, visiting villages, the fishing villages, and taking the gospel to them. So there's some exciting things like that that we're seeing happening there, tying this into their lifestyle, where they are, and very helpful to them.
Meanwhile, are you looking for risk and adventure? You could join Bright Hope International in ministering to jungle tribes in Peru, but you might want to find an arrowproof vest first. The so-called hidden people hide in jungles from terrorists and will do just about anything to protect their families. Known to bow hunt strangers, local churches are afraid to minister to this people group. Bright Hope is training local church leaders to love their neighbor by providing food and basic medical care. You can visit our website to learn more. And Teen Missions International has seen a full circle effect with its boot camp program in Zambia. Doug Peterson says as Zambian teens are trained in the Bible and service, they're starting to help orphans in the region, motivating them to do the same.
So we started seeing these orphans come to boot camp, and then they are challenged and full-time service, and the circle just would continue. It's interesting that now in our Bible school we have about 8 of these orphans who want to go out and be facilitators and help those as they were helped.
Orphans and many other kids lack the funds to go through training, and your help is needed. But Peterson notes what really keeps the ministry in motion is its strong prayer base.
Pray for the work and the young people who haven't heard and don't have an opportunity and lack so much of what we just take for granted.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is recruiting prayer partners. We need people who believe in the power of prayer, who will commit to praying over each MNN news story every day. Will you commit? Go to missionnetworknews.org, enter your email address at the bottom, and we'll send you 5 stories to pray over every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.